Hi everybody, hi guys, welcome to Sisterly Spill, and I'm with my co-host.
Yes, today I am a humbled co-host.
So introduce it.
Hi guys, welcome to Sisterly Spill. It's me, Jacinta Roge, and I'm so happy to be here with
Yay.
Master.
How was your weekend, guys? Because mine was terrible. How was your weekend?
Oh yeah, I remember how you were venting about the things that have been happening in your work life. Girl, you just need a drink. But mine was good, can't complain.
Yeah,
it was short but good.
Yeah. Which brings us to the topic that we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
The unwritten rules of adulting.
Boy, nobody prepared us for this life. Right? You know, it's like we used to be so, it's funny because we used to be so eager to grow up.
I just
and be
don't
adults.
I want to go back
to when you were a kid.
To go
like,
back
I can't
and
rewrite
every single step.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're talking about that conversation about understanding the unwritten rules of adulting.
Yeah.
But so, first of all, adulting inanza na miaka ngapi?
I'm guessing 18, but you don't really get to experience what adulting is until you hit 22, 23? I think maybe in campus, finishing, and then you're getting to the job market, probably.
I think when you're in the job market.
Yeah?
That's when we start saying the unwritten rules.
Of adulting.
Yeah.
Because I feel like some people usually start living out on their own when they are maybe 19, 20.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the rare few people. But let's talk now about the genuinely adulting guys who are like 23, 24.
Hustling.
The hustling guys.
Now,
where the hustling begins.
Where the hustling begins.
Yeah.
So, if you're out there,
mm-hmm.
what do you think are the unwritten rules? Please comment down below. Share this podcast with your family because this is going to be juicy because we've experienced it.
Oof.
We are living it.
Absolutely.
And how are you finding it?
I'm dreading it. Not fully, though. Come to think of it, adulting has its fun parts. But, most of the time, I can't believe I'm taking care of myself. I thought that was my parents' job. But now I'm living out alone. Nobody prepared me for moving out alone. Let's first start there. Where you're paying your own bills, living out by yourself, you have to get home, you know, the one who's cooking, the one who's cleaning. The following morning, you have to wake up and go look for money to pay those bills.
Oh my God.
Back to the same cycle all over again. Let's start with living out by yourself. How... How was it like living out on your own for the very first time? Because you, I feel like, in comparison to me, you are a veteran when it comes to not taking care of yourself.
I started staying alone, living alone when I was 21.
Yeah?
It was very difficult.
Dang, girls. How many years?
Yeah.
8, 7 years?
Yeah.
Damn, that's a long time.
Yani, 21, nilikuwa nimepata hiyo freedom.
Nilikuwa natamani.
Nilikuwa natamani. Because I had a job.
Yeah.
I got a job. Very early.
Yeah.
So, nikapata, then, gosh.
You couldn't wait to live alone.
But that was just in those other areas like Eldoret and Bungoma.
Yeah.
But living alone in Nairobi, nobody prepared me. Nobody
in the streets of Nairobi.
Immediately you step out of the gate, you're spending money.
Oh yes, I've seen those TikTok videos where you're just taking one step outside and then you know na like sijui how many dollars zimetoka ama shillings zimetoka kwa mfuko. Kirudi inakaa hivyo. Ukitoka tena zingine zimetoka. It's that way. You can't leave the house as an adult and think you won't spend a single coin.
No.
Tuanze na kwa fare. 70 bob, 80 bob ama so ishatoka kwa mfuko. Na hiyo ni ya kuenda tu hujahesabu kurudi nyumbani.
Yeah, I think that is the first rule of paying your own bills.
Yeah.
So that you can be so stable.
Getting your money right.
Yeah, and how are you finding it? I'm telling you guys, watch and wambi before Josia, a bigger story. Josia likuja kanikalisha chini kaniambia, please explain to me. How are you finding it?
Life was slapping me from every corner of this. Well, I don't even know. It was just too overwhelming. And I remember I just went to Ross and I was like, you know what? Kerere, kutoka kwa zazi yangu ilikuwa. Nini exactly kwenye toko? I'm one of these chicks when you unakatu kwa nyumba, you're just like, I need to get my life together. And since I'm earning a salary, there's no point of me staying with my parents. I can now live out on my own. I can take care of myself, take care of my bills, and basically have my own space. Because now I'm turning 26 and I don't know why I'm still living in my parents' house. Mm-hmm. Na Mungu amenibariki na job. So sinianze kujijenga tu sahi. But nobody said it was going to be easy. And I know it's not supposed to be easy.
Yeah, I know.
But still, come on. That's a lot. Yeah. It gets to a point you feel like you want to go back to your parents' house, but you can't walk backwards.
Mm-mm.
If you've already made that step, you just have to stick to the path and just keep pushing and pushing and just fighting your way through it all.
I know.
Yeah, so and it gets worse when your job is not as stable as you want it to be. Because if you're not earning a stable salary, it's always flanking. Because today you're earning this amount of money, the next day you're earning this amount of money. So you're not exactly stable enough to say that I can comfortably live my adult life. So you have to get a second job somewhere or keep applying for jobs places that you can make sure you can sustain the lifestyle that you've chosen to live out on your own. My girl,
paying your own bills. I get when people say, you know what, I just want to get married
and just have a rich husband
pay for this because I can't take it anymore.
I just cannot. It's too overwhelming because at the end of the day, you're looking at how your life is, like from morning to evening, in a whole day, in a whole week. It becomes too monotonous because it's the same old thing that you're doing. 9 to 5, that's your job. Then after that, you have to still make sure that you're taking care of your health. Ukigonjeka si venye ulikuwa unapigia mama yako ati akupeleke. Ama unamuita hapo kwa room kando ati mama ninasikia hivi na hivi na hivi. Right now it's you and your weak ass. Get yourself up and take yourself to the hospital, you die in your house. I don't know. It's a whole different dynamic because even though you do have friends, they can't always be there. Yeah. They also have their lives they're living. So you find yourself isolated and you have to now be strong enough to do the things that you normally wouldn't have done for yourself if you were with your parents. Right?
And I feel like parents wanted to educate.
I feel like they teach us a lot of nonsense in school. Because I feel like we are overfilled with useless information from all the subjects we learned in school.
Mm-hmm.
Yet outside here, we are trying to navigate life with different skills that we didn't learn back then, but we come and learn as adults. And this is self-taught. I feel like most of what we depend on, like in terms of skills, is self-taught. And that's what's keeping you up and going and surviving. Because we're supposed, in Chulet, we tunafaa kufunza vitu kama financial, what, acumen. We're supposed to have these things. We're
they supposed should to have told us there's something called black tax.
I came to learn of that just the other day, actually. I was like, wait, please explain what this means because it's confusing me.
You, for real?
Yeah, I never knew what it meant until just the other day. And I think you ever did a story about black tax, right?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Can you understand? But no reason if you have funzango na kujanga kujua senye, you know, an adult and you have to pay taxes. So that's when now you have to get, you know, Kitamba used to wonder why my parents are so involved in taxes, in news, and I came to learn as an adult, it's important to watch news. You'll be left behind. You'll be left behind. And it's funny because all these things affect your money. Because when that paycheck comes in, unangalia the deductions and you're like, what the hell is NPR? What the hell is this other thing they've added? So you want to learn what these taxes mean, what they stand for, because it's affecting you directly. That's one other thing they never prepared us for when it comes to adulting. You're going to deal with taxes. You're going to deal with all these things that you never even understood. But in school, I remember they used to teach us about taxes, but it was more technical than theoretical in terms of life. Nakumbuka maths. Exactly my point. Even the accountants, most of the time. But understanding, like, financially how tax works in terms, leave alone the technicalities, but now what it means and why and how they decide what becomes taxable and non-taxable.
Gosh.
Those things missed out. Unless it's a wedding for financial classes now as an adult.
And when you move out, you start paying your own bills. Unalipa rent, unalipa maji, unalipa everything. And now everything you've paid, and now you don't have shit. So unaanza kulala njaa, and you're surviving on Indomie.
Oh! You remember when I told you I ate Indomie for a week until my urine was just smelling the bubu sauce.
Guys, let me tell you, I was in the office. Then Josie came to my desk and she's like, Mercy,
I have suffered.
Mimiaki, it's so difficult. I cannot tell you how much I've eaten. You know me, the whole week. Mkojo inanuka
bumbus. Like my urine is so spicy. I can actually smell the spice. Because I've eaten a lot of it.
I actually, you know, nowadays, she's just a comedian. Since she moved out.
I'm a whole different person. I've realized there's a lot I'm experiencing that I honestly wouldn't have experienced in my parents' house. Because tell me how I am eating for survival to a point that I don't care what it's doing to my body. I just want to feel full. And as long as I'm eating, I don't really mind. I ate Indomie. I even hated, by the time that week was ending, I hated Indomie. Squat up on the Indomie.
She said, please, musinipe Indomie for the next
day. I was willing to eat ugali kiwa kavu, lakini musinipe Indomie. Because I've eaten a lot of it. It's literally, I'm just smelling spices everywhere. It was so sad. But I was like, you know what? That was the week I remember we didn't have money because we'd already paid the bills. We'd already, like, traveled back and forth to work and home. So, pesa zimeisha. Niambia, ukona tu pesa za fare, ushafuliza, ukona madeniza kila kitu. But now you still have to eat and still have to show up to work the following day. So, what are you going to do?
Acha niambie. Nilisha, I laughed. I mean, I pitied her, actually. I said, oh, my God.
I never experienced that before. I've eaten Indomie before, but not to that extent. And it used to be a fun food. This time it became a form of survival. I had to eat so that I could survive, man.
Anyway.
I remember. And after that Indomie, another month, I became so overwhelmed. I didn't want to eat Indomie again, and I was still broke. So my mom had already bought me unga ya uji. So nilikunywa. Ushaikunywa uji breakfast, lunch, and... Nilikunywa uji breakfast, lunch, and supper. I hated porridge for those 3 days because I knew I wasn't eating it because it wasn't even drinking. I was eating because I was literally using a spoon. I was making it thick so that it can be like soup. But then I was taking it. So at some point, I stopped taking it because I was so tired. So there's so much Anika and Jaju at this point.
She told me, Aki, babes, nisitaki kuona uji na Indomie.
No. I had those things in my house because they were the only things I had. And they were the only things I could actually afford without feeling like ati nimekata a big cost mahali. And then I knew it was just... I felt like I was back in campus, man. Like, how am I working and earning a salary and I'm eating like this? Alafu kena kwenye naisha with sema ninateseka hivyo. You know, it's funny because I'd come to the office na mtu akini offer lunch, badala ya kuikulia hapo na mwambia, acha nimeshiba, acha nibebe, nitaikulia mbele. But I know I don't want to eat it then because I don't have supper, so I carry it so that I can eat for supper and keep some for breakfast. But let me tell you, babes, to be very, very honest, these things just teach you to just survive and not in a manner that is so... It becomes sad. When you're in that situation, it's so sad and you become so angry. You start talking to God and asking, "Yema ki mungu mwana unihamisha, alafu tena nitaseke hivi." But then again, you look at the positive side after you're out of that trench.
Yeah.
And you're like... I've learned so much about myself during this tough time. First of all, I didn't know I could eat that much of Indomie.
Uji. Uji, I swear, guys. Josie alikunywa uji. Hadi kuna siku kabeba uji. And I told
you. You remember? You think I'm living a very nice lifestyle. Nime decide niamke nipike uji nyo nibebe. Bruv, this is not it. That's not that.
And you know how uji makes you hungry.
That's the thing. Now that's why I was drinking it a lot. Because every 30 minutes I'm feeling hungry again. And the problem, I'm not solving the problem. I'm just adding more problems. Because the more I take it, the more hungry I'm going to feel.
And nobody can tell that you're going through that because the more you're just eating, you're gaining weight. So,
you don't look like your problems. Exactly. That's the problem. You remember how I was telling you that I'm going through all these things? My body is looking fine. Like, I'm looking like I'm healthy. My cheeks are chubby. I'm looking like I'm just eating nicely. Somebody comes to the office and looks at me and tells me that you're glowy. I'm like, nigga, I'm glowing of poverty. This is not richness. Whatever you're saying, in the UGM, and if I'm glowing.
You remember how your mom was like, Josie, okay, ikikushinda utarudi.
Yeah, I remember my mom
asking me. You were so overwhelmed.
Ah, my mom was like, pay for your nyamaze, kuna shida kiwebe useme, unyambie kama ni pesa, unyambie. I'm like, no, you know that time you don't show your parents your suffering? Because they will literally even come for your ass then. They're not quite like Rudy. I love you want to show them that you're proud. They're, like, you want to make sure that they see you and they're proud of you for managing to live out on your own and all those things. So, nona heji uteseke in silence. Umabeshte wako ajue. Heli ukufie kwa ya nyumba. But to say, I'm zazi, ati, see that 50 bob ya kununua sijui mandazi, maziwa. Heli ukaya hapa ukunye maji ujae tumbo.
Alafu nenda kufika chapati unapatana na unga huwa.
You remember, guys, I told Masi just the other day nilipata unga yangu ya 2 kg ya unga, ya chapo. Imekuwa na moju ya baridi. Yeah. I think it got, nini, hewa ilingia ndani, sasa ikahazibika.
I saw she had suffered.
Let me tell you, nilihafu kuitupa. Dino, ushaitupa kitu ki apologize ya Mungu. Kwa like, aki God, this is siya tinataka, aki pole, si mimi, ni imeharibika. If I'm to eat this, it's going to just kill me. But I was like, you know.
But you learn, it's just something that you're learning on the way. And you're like, you know what?
Yeah.
Actually, I suffer, I close my house, but I'm learning.
I was like, you know what, God? Tunapitia hii na wewe. Hii vinye unana vinye napitia hivi ni wewe unanishikilia. But none of those are things you're not taught by anyone. Because most of the time, I feel like there's usually this pressure when it comes to being an adult that you have to start off nicely.
Yeah.
When you get a job, you can get this nice apartment, get these nice couches, get this nice bed, mattress, carpet. You're starting off with every good thing. Na utakula vizuri, kila kitu kwa sawa. And I feel like most youths are usually stuck in that bubble of waiting for that to happen. And that's why they're afraid to like leave out. Because nobody wants to start off kwa floor.
No.
Hakuna mtu anataka kununua mattress, alele mattress kwanza, nzie na kameko, na hizo vitu zote. Because they want to have it all at once. But there's something humbling about starting from scratch.
Yeah.
After you see a lot of growth. Unaona sasa ukienda, unagrow, ukienda ukiongeza vitu hapa na pale. You start slowly, learning slowly. You start learning how to eat, how to feed yourself. Nobody taught me. And you're going to have to be cooking for yourself almost every day. Alafu, hakuna mtu akwambianga pia chakula itaharibika. So umepika chakula mingi useme utabeba kesho lunch. Na mka asubuhi unapata inaharibika.
Nini zito antre? Maharage.
You remember when I called you and I told you? Sikuwa najua ati mbosho inachemka for tea.
When you tunakuwa hivi wakubwa, please teach your kids.
Please.
Let me tell you, Josie did not know beans
go for five hours.
So she's worried about the gas.
Nilienda nikafua nguo, nikazianika, nikaosha viatu, hiki tu bado inachemka. It's been 5 hours and it's still hard. Hazi kui soft. My house imejaa moshi. Nimefungua dirisha, nimefungua mlango, and cause hazichemki. Alafu, after like 5.5 hours, nasikia sasa these are edible. But by that time, nasa hizo gas iko full blast. For those 5 hours, imekuwa. By the time I'm realizing it, I can't stop because I've already put them. Nimeka hapo. Alafu, unajua nilikuwa nimenunua mbosho kuota. Nikasema hii inakaa kidogo sana. Hey, acha zichemke. Sijui hiyo half ilitoka wapi. Sufuria ilikuwa imejaa. And I love when they were kuota. So hizo mbosho, nilijaribu kuzikula. Ushaikula by force for a whole week. Nilikula lunch, supper for a whole week. Because ni mbosho haziishi. But by the time, because nafika like 5 days, nilikuwa zimeharibika. Because now you don't even have a fridge.
The first month, you suffered. First and second, you really suffered. Funzeni watoto wenu muambie maharage doesn't hook on gas leak.
You know, I understood why people usually buy pressure cookers. Actually, I used to think that pressure cookers were for fancy people. I was like, mbona utumia pressure cooker na unaweza chemsha tu kwa gas? I learned the hard way. Mbona mnatumianga jiko na mnatumia pressure cooker? That is why.
Masi, hii nini? Maharage nilieka asubuhi. But sasa 5 hours, haijaiva.
Nimefanya kila kitu kwa hii nyumba.
Is it supposed to go
for this long?
Guys, I was in my house. I was cooking, I just laughed before I knew Murumie. My sister and I came, Ebu Soma, Ebu Sikiaka, can I pick it up?
I was going through it. And Masi was like my direct call because I was like, you're the one who encouraged me to actually live out on my own. Now I'm sharing my problems with you. I love mtu mwingine akikuuliza how is life. Life is good. So hizo umejaa indomi kwa tumbo, walai. Na uji.
The good thing is that week tulikuwa off. I think it was Christmas.
Yeah, that week that we're off. Yeah. I thank God because I didn't have anything.
You're like, ningekuja kwa ofisi ningefanya nini because nimekunywa uji na maharage. It's just deadly. You like know. I'm a bomb.
You know. I was afraid of standing next to anyone because I'm like, guys, my body's not healthy right now. I was drinking water because I needed to flush out whatever was in there. Let me tell you, I know the first month humbles you, and let me tell you, most of the time you don't even share with many people what you're going through. That made me realize that truly you should. Honestly, as an adult, you should be nice to people. Yeah. You don't know what they're going through in the background.
Just be kind.
Na kuonyesha niko sawa, but you don't know what I'm going through there. And most of these things, it's that you take to share with your friends, but you want to be able to battle through it. Mm. It's not out of pride, out of anything. Sometimes you also don't want to burden your friends with such things. You're like, I'm going to get through this. And I know this is just for the moment. There's going to be a bumpy road. It's destined to happen. But it's how you fight through it. But before you fight through it, girl, utakojua kwanza usikie indomie ndio sasa ujue. Enyewe maisha see that simple. At first.
You just get, because me, remember when I moved out?
Yeah.
Nearly took a straight from uni. So.
Yeah, but at that time you were really young. You really started off like boom. Out of campus.
But leave alone that. Now,
yeah.
When nilitoka uni, nikakuja. There when I had gotten something, internship at Nation. Nikahama.
You still alitumia dera ka curtain.
Oh, mama anaishi kwa hii nyumba. Na huyu mama ana bwana. Na pia hata anajisumbukana. Huyu mama ako na shida kweli.
Let me tell you guys. Let me shout out to my friend Maimuna because Haderas, we use Hadera. Come on.
He really nilaza na cut it.
Well, after tulitoka straight like kwa menita, so I need. And my dad is like, you need to move because Thika was very far.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you need to move. Ndekwe easy. Hey, tukahama. And guys, when we are hammering like this, see na gas. So the house was so cold.
I love it was a one bedroom, yeah?
One bedroom. Yeah. And I am suffering, I am crying, I am like,
Na yu kamatres ulikuwa nayo.
Kamatres.
Sinikale ka sleep.
Kenya nililala nako hostel because my dad was like, go.
Yeah.
Na nimetoka. Alafu hapa kina Alan had just told me, come immediately. Na nilikuwa hostel.
But then you were getting to join internship at that time. And you were still supposed to move at the same time.
Yeah.
And you have nothing. Just your clothes.
Zero.
Damn.
Gosh.
Hey, that's insane.
Tulikula maharagwe. Me and my mom ate maharage and this thing called Nini. The reason why nachukia hizi vitu zingine is not the cereal, the other cereal. Ndengu.
Okay. Ndengu. Ah. I thought you were even going to say kamande.
Hey, I hate kamande.
Hey, you ate these things until you got tired of them.
Nilikula ndengu. Wadhao, hadi sahi wasikuli.
But then she hates them. Akipata ata tukenda kwa cafeteria tupate kuna ndengu. She usually hates and she doesn't even pick them.
It humbled. Ili ni humble. Anyway.
Humble beginnings. So yeah. You were using the razor's curtains, and then how did you start gray from there?
And you know it's a one-bedroom house.
Mm.
Yeah! So, niko uko kwa bedroom. Nothing is in my sitting room. Okay.
An empty space.
So, it's very empty. It's very... Nikikaa hivi nasikia ni kama kakitu kakianguka, I can run. Because I don't know what is happening.
The real definition of starting from scratch.
Yeah, guys, shukuru ni Mungu. Wherever you start, it's just a story.
Yeah. So, plus, there's something that God wants you to pick from that journey. Because every journey is different. Kuna mtu maybe at your age, alianza na kila kitu.
Exactly.
Na yeye akona lessons zake somewhere else in some other way. But she was, God had said that this is going to be your journey.
But yeah. That is one. For me, the second one, your rules in H.Y.G. Keeping your place clean.
Oh, didn't I come to realize like the way your environment is kept in a directly influence the way you think, the way you feel? And these are things you do not realize really soon enough. You realize when you're now in that space and now you're like, no, I need to get my shit together because hapa kuna kaa funny.
But it's sometimes unatoka the job umechoka, so you just don't have your time. And I remember school I was in the kitchen,
yeah,
usiku.
Remember this story.
Usiku, I am hungry because I had just slept. So, Usiku, I was so hungry. I had to pick something to eat. Literally, guys, I was going to fry my eggs.
Usiku.
Like, they fell down. Niliruka tu hivi, like, nilizipita tu hivi nikarudi kwa kitanda because there's no way.
She literally locked the door to the kitchen. Karudi kwa kitanda. Like, I'm not going to let this bother me. Kind ya hapo mimi nimerudi kwa bed.
Yeah, but that is a very big thing.
That's true.
When your environment iko ina influence the way you think.
Yeah. And I remember when I was living with my parents, I used to be I'm actually still that woman, but I've noticed that things have changed. Because I am that person.
Yes.
Every morning I have to make sure I've left my room neatly organized. Everything is in place. And jioni bado the same. Siku hizi nafikanga kwa nyumba. Naangalia ninaanzia wapi. Because kitchen ile vyombo ziko hapo. Manguo ziko pale. Lazima upande upstairs kwa nuwa manguo. Kwa like, you know what? Hizo hata zinezanyeshe wa juata. I cannot go up those stairs. Unaziacha hapo. Vyombo unaosha. Juna lazima upike.
Mimi afterwards, achane siwadanganya. Mimi nafungaga mlango wa jikoni. So that it doesn't remind me that I need to wash utensils. So I'll literally close that door. Na niende uko chini ninunue chakula na pack for me.
Yeah.
Pack.
Kwa karatasi naweza tupa tu.
Sitaki hata hiyo karatasi, nataka tumekula.
Yeah.
I don't want to see my kitchen.
You know, like you can literally ignore your utensils for 2 days without even realizing it. So me, I used to actually leave my house. After the first days I moved, I used to leave my house neat, nikikuja asubuhi, nikitoka, iko neat. Acha wiki mbili zipite, wiki tatu. Asubuhi bids, I'm looking for what to wear. My closet is just all over the place. Alafu naangalia masani. Either niende kazi ama nianze kukuja hizi manguo. So I just leave my house the way it is. Messy. In the evening, I come back, I'm so tired. So I can only do a few things here and there. By the time you're realizing it, wiki imeisha, nyumba yako inakaa tu funny. So the other thing that they don't even tell us, the unwritten rule, is that you're going to have to learn how to manage your house. Because you can't literally live like that. Imagine kasa ini metoka a job and then I have a guest. I don't have the time to go at nene and clean the
nimuambe kuja. Mimi sita kwambe uku. Jemi nita kwambe, please. I don't want to be in my house today. And now you get why.
Yeah.
When we were younger, some adults wako anataka wende kwa nyumba yao. You just get it and you're like, even my sister kinipigia sahi because she's in uni.
Yeah.
Nataka nikuja nyumba sikuja siko.
Yeah.
It's because I'm too tired.
Yeah.
My house is looking the way it wants. Sina time.
Yeah, I actually do get it. You know, man, I usually, sometimes I sit back and I'm like, kumbe, this is why our parents are behaving like this or doing this. I used to think I would never really get it. But wazazi wetu akitunaelewa, 100%. Because there's this other rule, the unwritten rule. I remember actually this is you and my boyfriend Eric who taught me this. The tipping business. when you go to restaurant. Mimi ni wale watu unenienda kukula na walipa pesa zile nimekula. Si ati naongeza tip for what? What do you mean? Hata mimi sipati tip.
Just say it. Okay? Transport
your cake. Unam tip so. Unajua ilifika. Ilifika.
She has suffered. But now she has learned.
But I get why. Because sometimes these people give you extra service. Mm-hmm. And they also stand all day long. So in a way it's just courtesy to say like, thank you for serving me. And also this is something just to appreciate your work.
Yeah.
It's just a side thing. Mm-mm. But I never understood the whole art of tipping. Because me, I'm like, why am I giving you free money?
Because nobody gives me free money.
Nobody gives me free money, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm eating and I'm paying you for your service and that's it.
Mm.
But I learned that now when I grew up. Now, the other thing is about carrying a gift when you're going to visit a friend or anyone.
You remember? Mm? You remember I used to tell you guys when you and Wangeshi...
We kept standing.
I'm like, nambebe maziwa.
Na sisi tunakuja kwako, alafu tunakula kila kitu, tunaacha kukiwa empty.
Imagine.
That was not okay. That was really not okay. We're like, wedo metupikia nini? And we expect to be treated like guests.
I used to remind them, ebu beba maziwa mnaenda api, like I'm teaching these people.
You know.
Like, yo.
We never knew these things, man. Sasa vinye nimeishi peke yangu, na mtu wakuje kama mesimama, sasa naanza kusikia uchungu niko, like, ikopi maziwa.
I love you don't want somebody to stick to your house, like, akae siku tatu.
You're siku like, tatu amata hiyo, siku mbili.
Wewe, budget.
Uko like sikuwa nimepangia hivi ama ukisikia mtu anaoga kwa bafu sana uko like na unajua tunalipa token huko.
You remember
you told me that I went to Mars's place and I remember I'm one of those people who loves showering for like 20 minutes. You can
shower.
And I'm using like full water like ni ekadi mwisho. So Masi, after like 10 minutes in the shower uko like na just you just tunalipa bills huko. I was like, girl, calm down. And then I knew how that was serious. Saya dimi mwenye nikioga na jitime. 2 minutes. Oga mbio mbio. Oga vizuri. Kutoka. The first thing I did even before drying off my skin ni kwenda kuzima yo heater. Before I do anything else. Because I'm like, bado inahesabu. I love after hapo, nenda kuangalia yo mita. Ya token. Nyone imesonga na how many units. Na nijue if I've taken too long. Let me tell you, you start doing things. There's so many nitty gritty things you start doing that you never would have even cared about. Unapima toothpaste. Unapima sukari, unapima chumvi. Unajua, unaona venye watu wanazanga kuacha sukari. Usiwahi sikia ati mtu anasema ati alicha sukari for by choice. Ni kupima. Hadi akazoea. Alikuwa anapima chai inacha kutest sukari hadi akazoea kukunywa ndufia. And that's how the story of leaving sugar started. Poverty.
Mi naambia guys, poverty is no, it's not a joke.
Nilikuwa na shinda mana za zetu alikuwa na umwa sana tuki waste food. Siku hizi atakai kuona kitu.
Alafu, kitu ingine mimi nasema ati you have to be respectful and take, is it unafaa uti accountability of your actions.
Oh yeah.
Guys, me, I hate taking accountability of my actions.
I usually don't like admitting to a problem.
No.
It's very hard. And I think that's something I've been told severally by people, like not even people. But this is something my boyfriend has told me.
Yeah.
Like is it him or somebody told me, but basically kabla ni accept a fault, I will twist it and make sure that you're the one who's done it. Before I say I'm sorry, ooh. Tukwa tumengangana sana. Tukwa tumeagi kidogo. But I start getting it.
Yeah.
And it humbles you because now you have to look at what fault, what part did you play in bringing this an issue, this issue. For it to become an issue, how did you contribute to it? And that accountability, it helps you mature. Because unaona kweli, there's no one-sided part of the story. It has to be, you did something to provoke this other person, or rather this person did something, and then in turn, you did something else.
Mm.
Yeah, but I really get that bit. But what?
Yeah. You know, when we were younger, another thing is, we thought everybody was good. You know?
Yeah.
You saw everybody in a very good perspective, but now...
You always had this heart of seeing the good in people.
Mm.
But now I can tell you for sure, hapo kuna watu wale bless you kwa tu shetani. Wako na roho za shetani. Like, they literally don't care. Like, it's not even that it pretends or whatever it is. But genuinely, they have bad hearts
yeah.
and have bad intentions. But it also takes an adult mind to realize that you should not give a fuck. And you should just be respectful of whatever.
I don't know. Being a nifikiriotakujanaka perspective. Be a bigger person.
Okay. Mm-mm.
Guys, for me, if you go ground floor, then the basement. Me, I don't know. Me, I don't care. Me, actually.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to be the bigger person. Me,
the bigger person.
Yeah, because it leads you to be disrespected. That's yeah. true. So you just match somebody's energy.
Mm.
You just learn how to match people's energies. I love the other thing. You remember when we were in campus, in high school, how we used to find a lot of time to hang out? Sikuizi ni muangalie calendar. Are you free on the 25th of August? Is that 2024 or 2025? Like, you literally have to budget, not plan for everything. Na mweke kwa calendar. Na hiyo siku ikifika, you forgot. So you probably don't even have the money to go out. So you end up changing. So kabla upatane na mabeshto wako, ina taking like months. Because most of your adult life is occupied with work, with responsibilities. You no longer have the time to even socialize. So you have to force issues. So I feel like striking a balance is what we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
As adults. Yeah. That's something we still try to figure out. At our 30s and 40s, they can still tell you that we haven't figured it all out yet.
No.
We're still trying to figure it out. But I wish it all came with a manual, please. Like, waseme manual, ini manual 20 to 25. Na ingine 26 to 30.
Mm-hmm.
I wish there was like a manual that could guide you, but unfortunately, we're just winging it. Taking every step as it comes, doing whatever is needed of us or required of us in any way.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you just do the best that you can.
Yeah.
But we were never prepared. And I don't think anyone will ever be fully prepared.
No, we were never. And also, this thing about relationships are not easy.
Mm-mm. Wana wapu tuambio kiwa na daddy issues ndio unaweza tumika vibaya kwa hizi streets? You start going looking for love where you cannot get it, but now you become addicted
nipende. To toxic people. You like nipende.
Yeah?
Nimekuja. Nipende. You are
like... I swear, Mimi. I'm like, you know what? Nah, we're good.
Do you think you have daddy issues?
Yes, I do have daddy issues. I won't lie. I do have daddy issues big time. I do. That's a whole story for another day, but I do. But I feel like most of the things that we never even really understood when we were young that we'd face as adults is that you have to deal with your traumas.
Oh my God.
Whether you like it or not.
You have to deal with it.
Zita kufuata na zita kufuata mpaka uziangalia, uziambie sasa nini na deal na nini.
In one way or another.
Yeah, you can't outrun them.
No.
You can run for some time, but eventually they'll catch up. And then you'll have to face with them. And by that time, zitakuwa mingi. So you're trying to break down. And that's going to be really hard. So it's easier to just deal with them at the age where you're actually figuring it out.
Because when we were younger, we thought this thing of, oh, I want to finish school at 22, have my degree. What's that we call myself a degree? Finish that, get a job. In how many, 1 year, I am married.
Yeah.
I'm having kids. I'm buying a car. Where?
I was living in a duplex. Gosh. My friend is on the other one. I'm here in this other one. We have kids and husbands who are pilots flying all over giving us money. Like, you know, you had this whole made up fantasy.
You had a fantasy of your husband being a pilot.
Not really. I just knew he was going to be an engineer, a doctor. Okay, not doctor. And he's splashy pesa. Yeah. I was like, you know, my husband's gonna take care of me. But of course, I'm having my own career, but I'm not suffering. I am not surviving. That was my whole point.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, unaangalia uko like, first of all, we're living in a world that is ever changing.
Yeah, it is.
So for you to actually deal with your body changing, your mind changing, and then the world changing, it becomes too heavy on someone. So dealing with all that as a collective, it becomes too heavy and too overwhelming.
It's so complicated.
Right?
Very.
I don't know what we'd do if we didn't have a good support system. Let me tell you, in this adulting, you need a good support system. And I started learning, even just living out on my own, I realized that there's importance in maintaining a close knit circle of friends. Because kitambo unaweza kuwa like, I don't need them. I can live on my own. I can survive alone. I'm a lone wolf. Lone wolf. ka peke yako ujue lone wolf ni nini. Let me tell you, you'll be depressed in that house. You cannot be alone. Because most of the times when I was in that house and I was feeling like I'm alone, after it's empty, kulikuwa kuna echo. Naongea, literally naongea na mtu kwa sima na niza, kwani uko wapi kwa kuna echo hivyo? Niko mahali tu nafanya sujini. I don't tell them that this is my house and it has an echo because it's empty. But you feel so alone. The house is so cold. Sometimes you just need people to keep you strong, at least until you get through that phase.
Yeah.
And
you have to always take care of yourself.
Mm.
Mentally, physically, yani your house, everything. Let me tell you, mimi, siku moja nimekaa hivi.
Yeah.
Then ka cockroach kalipita. Mimi nachukia cockroach.
Really?
And I thought it was a rat. So, I literally called the caretaker. I was standing outside.
Yeah.
Kwa balcony. Akakuja akanipigia nini cockroach.
Akwataka. Oh my goodness.
And also when I moved in, sikujua. Chani wangu by the way. Sikujua token tunalipa. Sikujua tunaweza lipa token. Like technically we pay somewhere then we too.
Do you know?
So I sat in the house.
Yeah.
Giza kutoka asubuhi hadi it was saa 9. I thought steamer zimeenda, but now I'm calling my father. Me, I just thank God for that man. Naangalia nikichungulia hivi naona kwa neighbor kuna steamer.
Wala,
anambia babangu mimi yake sina steamer. Then he easily taught me how to pay the
token. Oh my goodness, the innocence.
Ah, it is bad.
No, but these things you can't learn when you're with your parents. I feel like some of these things you have to throw yourself in the fire. That's the only way you can learn.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
I used to question why women were drinking wine in their houses until I realized that it's a necessity. It's a basic need for an adult. Because you stay, sometimes when you're staying there alone, me no job, master, sometimes I usually sit and I'm wondering, kasi ingekuwa na wifi, hii nyumba ningekuwa nafanya nini? Ju sina TV, sina radio, see, I don't have those things that you can say that will entertain you. So what am I going to be doing?
Know.
But wifi, inakusaidia juu, watching your movie on your laptop, on your phone, and basically can listen to music and do a lot of things. At least until you can grow, you have something to entertain you. But bruv, adulting is something else on its own.
Something else.
Yeah. But even our kids, even though we want to prepare them fully, I feel like you can only do enough for them.
Enough, yeah.
You can only teach them and tell them this and this is how it's going to be. That's it's good. Wakiwa dog unawafunza kujifulia, unawafunza kuclean nyumba. By the time they're even leaving the nest,
at least they know.
Yeah, and they won't suffer. Hey, but what? Kama haujuzi vitu utalia. You will
Mimi,
suffer.
If I tell you, the person who taught me how to cook mayai was my second boyfriend.
Yeah?
Because now I had moved out.
Wait, you learned how to cook mayai after campus?
Oh my God! Wow!
Mercy! Mayai! Mayai! Wait! An egg! Mayai!
Don't judge me!
Oh my goodness! And guys, you wouldn't believe the way she cooks nowadays.
I know!
God, I'm just saying that you learn to pick a mayai after.
I'm telling you, I was learning, and the person who was teaching me how to cook was my ex boyfriend.
You're serious?
The only thing I knew how to cook, and it had come out very well, it was tea. And now I started understanding it's not even a flex saying I don't know how to cook. Like, you need to know how to cook.
No, you really do.
You
so crazy at a see auntie, a woman needs to not cook.
No.
Even men also need to know how to cook. And trust me, many men do know how to cook, actually.
Yeah, they do.
But you'll meet some to funny creatures over there will tell you that funny cooking is for a woman. Shinda hapo bro, starve kwa nyumba yako ndio utajua unafaa kujua kupika.
But nowadays I'm a chef.
Hey, siku hizi hadi na hang out with the big boys.
I'm telling Josie, Josie, I'm bringing you food.
Hey, there's a time guys she brought this macaroni. Oh, I still dream of that macaroni. Akilikuwa tamu, but yeah, you learn. By the way, these things you just learn. Because I can't tell you how many experiments I've done in my house with food.
And they fail.
And they fail. As hell. Kuna yenye nilipikanga. Let me tell you, usiwe pika pork. Usiwe pika pork na hoho. Mimi think, sijuka nileka hoho mingi ama nilini. But it never tasted the same. I felt like puking. Because I don't know if it's the fat. Because nijua pork kona fat.
Alafi kona smell flan.
You know. I had to literally take out the pork from that ka vegetable mix. Nieke kuwa mafuta ni deep fry. Ndiyo ito ayo ni. But you do so many experiments. You learn so many things. How to cook, how to clean, what works for what and when.
Gosh.
These things, I feel like every day we're in class. And there's a new thing presenting itself as an adult.
We are just learning
every day.
Right? Kila siku we are learning. Mimi, when I tell you, I sit down and even I cook for my parents, they're like, you?
Girl, where did you learn these skills?
How to cook.
You know?
Because I never knew shit because they didn't raise me.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, you lived with your aunt.
Yeah, now my aunt, I moved to another well-off aunt. So she had all these things, people.
Oh, so you never really did it.
No,
even when you learned to pick up my after campus.
Do you know your maya yenye nilikupiki ukikulaga hiyo? I never knew how to cook. Nilikuwa naeka maji.
You're so innocent.
I cooked
maji.
I cooked lemon and nilipika nimetoka huko. Nikapika ugali, nikapika greens, nikapika mayai.
Nikaeka maji kwa mayai.
Then, luckily, my ex-boyfriend came and he was like,
yeah. Unataka tukule? Mayai na maji.
So he cooked and he was showing me. When I tell you, he was like showing me.
Step by step.
Step by step. And even Indomie.
I'm telling you, if you were to sit and talk about your experiences as an adult, some of them you can't even really recall because I feel like this is something you'd actually sit with your friends and you talk for hours and hours and hours about because it goes on and on and on.
Because what you know today, it will be different tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true. And you're always required to utilize the skills you've learned previously to fit your current situation.
Yeah.
So you need to like recycle your skills, recycle your lessons, all these things. You never really thought about this. There's another thing about adulting as we conclude is you need to learn how to control your emotions. Most places you're going to go to, people don't give a fuck. And let me tell you, honey, people don't give a fuck.
They don't care.
People don't care who you are, what you do, where you come from. They do not. Whether you're a good person with a good heart or a bad person with a bad heart, with a rotten heart actually.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. So you need to learn how to control your emotions in a workplace, at home, in social circles, everywhere. Like emotional intelligence is one of the biggest things, biggest services you can actually do yourself if you actually decided to learn.
Yeah.
Because it's something that is going to carry you through so many problems. It's something that's going to help you avoid conflict with so many people. Because as adults, we have so many conflicts. Nani tu vitu tu watawezi elewa ni nini. You know?
Yeah, I know.
But you learn. Alafu, it's so hard. You know, as I'm saying it, I know how hard it is. Because I've been in situations where I've lost my cool. I've been in situations where I've felt like I want to slap somebody. Mentally, not physically. Guys, I'm not violent. But unasikia kunyonga mtu kuzuko. Like, why are you saying this to me? Why are you doing this to me? Why? You know, nah. But you learn how not to let other people's choices and opinions about you or whatever you do affect you as a person. But it takes a lot of work. And I can tell you for sure, even to date, I haven't mastered it. And I know I'm far from mastering it, but I'm putting in the work to master it. And I know every other adult here and there is doing the same. But what? The lessons of adulting, the unwritten rules.
We have...
You know,
I know everybody has the unwritten rule, and nobody prepared you for. You just experienced it when you just moved out, and you're like, boom,
it hits you right in the face. And you remember how we used to discuss why we never understood why our parents had a close relationship with God until you start living alone.
I didn't pick up when you don't listen to secular.
No, still ringing the key. The first time I moved, I was hearing things like moving in the house. And I'll just start playing gospel music. And then if not, when I start dancing and I'm listening to secular music in my house, and then some, I see like a shadow passing somewhere, I stop listening to the secular music and I start listening to gospel. Like, you develop this personal relationship with God, and you start understanding why our parents were so serious about their relationship with God. You learn these things by yourself.
You learn these things, and nobody said it. Nobody said it.
You just learn. But it's good, because at the end of the day, life is a whole biggest lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess we just embrace things as they come.
We need to embrace them. Anyway, guys. Mm-hmm.
Please engage with us on social media, guys. Don't ignore us. We're usually posting these things, telling you the things we're going to be discussing, sharing with us your experiences as well. So tell us, what are your unwritten rules? Or rather, what do you know or feel like are unwritten rules of adulting?
Yeah.
What have you gone through that has made you realize that this is a rule for me or for basically every other adult?
And also, share with us. Something you need to cut people off. Not even just that.
Yeah.
Friendship end. Friendships end.
Oh, they do. Yeah. And they hurt. Oh, honey, they do hurt.
Those are unwritten rules, and we didn't even know that in Ezafika Mahali, then, like, that kajani ends.
In Asia, and it's not, sometimes it's not, I know most friendships usually end, like, on a bad note, but some of them do end on a very mutual note.
Yeah.
Like, we don't bring anything to each other anymore. Mm. So this relationship can proceed beyond this.
We grew
point.
You grew apart.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Also, it's okay to cut people off.
It's okay. Yes.
Cut
yes.
them off.
If you feel like they're either bringing you some sort of negative energy, it's okay to cut them off. But then again, you have to be ready to be accountable for that choice that you make. Because you can't cut them off and then expect that you'll go back into their lives and then they'll just welcome you with open arms. You make a choice and stick by it. I'm like, guys, I've left these things the hard way. But the truth is, you cannot just do that. So you make a choice and move and stand by it.
It's okay.
As an adult.
Me, I just feel like, sometimes you feel like, this is not a person for me. And it's not about relationship, like men and women.
Yeah.
It's about even your family.
And friendships.
Your friendships.
Yes.
Everything. And you feel like this person is not serving you.
Mm. Which reminds me, there's one person I'm contemplating on cutting off.
Let me tell you, me just akiandikaga some shit. Mina, hii ni nini umeandika?
I know.
Tumekosana.
I know, guys. This post I posted recently, the one where I was appreciating Mercy for basically being my G. So I had written the term frenemies just to mean that sometimes tunakosananga, but we're still great friends, and we always find a way to solve the problem. Yeah. But Mercy, hey, Mercy here. It was 11 p.m. guys, 11 p.m. I'm in my house. I am sleeping. This woman calls me. And asked me, kwani ni umeandika hivyo kwa hiyo caption? Do we have a problem? She didn't even greet me. She went straight to the point. Do we have a problem? Mwana umeandika hivyo? I'm like,
nini? And she was laughing. She's like, nini ni aki? It was at night. I'm like, I'm not even asking. Ukona Eric hapo?
She didn't care. She was like, you answer me. Why have you written it like that? Do you know what frenemies means? She made me Google. She made me Google the term hapo tukiongea. Ebu tafuta venye inamaanisha. I had to read to her like 3 definitions. Ndio ajue nimeelewa kenye nimeandika. Do you know I had to go to the Instagram post and edit. Because she wasn't willing to let it go. I call like, wobe, unajua tafikiria tumekosana na tujakosana.
I'm like, Josie, frenemy inamaanisha nini? Frenemy inamaanisha we are competing with each other
and we have some sort of hate towards each other. I'm like, okay.
I'm like,
it's only taken the wrong way.
I'm like, who's sister? Not your younger sisters wanna call the kihere.
Wow. Why are you burning? But I really got it at the end of the day.
Yeah, but you have to contemplate who is right for you
and who isn't.
Who is not? Because sometimes I see and who do you feel like this person will be with me even in the old age.
Yeah, like you have a genuine genuine support system with them. You feel you're home, you're safe, you're comfortable, you're loved, you're cared for. You know, all those things, they really do matter, guys. And especially when you're an adult, you know, you don't have time to actually start debating on whether this person is good or bad. No. You really don't have that time. And I know it's cliche when people say it, but literally you don't have that time. Mm-hmm. Most of the time you're applying for jobs. You're working. You're trying to find other ways to make money. By the time you're realizing it, 3 months have already gone by. So what time, where will you get the time to actually argue back and forth about whether this person is a good friend or not? You decide. You know what you're looking for in your friend. So you decide what matters to you and go by that.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, Tumonge
Mingi. This has been a great episode. This
has been a very great episode. We have learned a lot, and I'm so sure you guys have learned a lot as well.
And had some of our petty stories.
And had
and experiences.
And experiences.
Yeah.
Please feel free to share
your experiences as well. Your humble beginnings. Yeah. How living out alone is working out for you, and if you've not yet moved out of your parents' house, what's your plan? What are you thinking about? Engage with us on social media and help us also basically have that connection, and let's talk guys.
Let's just have the connection. Usiogope to support, help a sister out,
and let's have a laugh. Above all, we look to entertain. So guys, do have a lovely week ahead or weekend ahead.
All right, and we have Alan. They are disturbing us, but anyway, bye.
Bye, guys. See you till next time.
Bye.